German-based manufacturer Groesbeckert is set to become the first foreign firm to take part in the inter-Korean Kaesong Industrial Complex since 2008, more than a year after North Korea withdrew all of its workers amid inter-Korean tensions over its third nuclear test in February 2013. The company, the largest supplier of industrial needles and related textile manufacturing tools and services, will set up a sales office at Kaesong located inside North Korea and involving about 120 South Korean factories employing over 50,000 North Korean workers. Troy Stangarone, Senior Director for Congressional Affairs and Trade at the Korea Economic Institute, told VOA's Victor Beatty, while the company's involvement is minimal, this is an important first step for Kaesong after it was reopened in September.
One of the challenges facing Kaesong is until someone is willing to go first, a lot of companies might consider it, but you sort of need the confidence of seeing that someone else can successfully do it. So if this goes through and if they're successful, I think it could be an important step forward.
Do we have any other sign of other companies that are considering going in?
There's been talk about various companies. A Norwegian delegation went a little while back. You've heard stories of the Chinese going. I think there was a German delegation. There was talk that one German firm that already did business with one of the companies in Kaesong would take and buy into that company as a way to take part in sort of Kaesong. So there's been a lot of talk about different firms sort of kicking the tires on this, but up until now, no one seemed ready to commit.
Well, we've talked before about Kaesong and, of course, the fact that it was shuttered last year by North Korea. This is a risky move by this German company.
I think to a large degree, the risks in this case are minimal. They're not, from what I've read, opening up a factory. What they're doing is they're opening up an office to sell their industrial needles to the textile manufacturers there. They wouldn't seem to be at risk of a shutdown impacting their production and hence orders and profits elsewhere. They would only lose potential sales to the South Korean firms in Kaesong during a shutdown. And this also means that because they're going to be selling to South Korean firms, you probably would not face the type of reputational risks some firms are probably concerned about because you wouldn't be using North Korean labor to make anything. You're simply supplying essentially an industrial good to the South Korean companies. So I think to a large extent, this is probably minimal risk for them.
If other firms outside of the Koreas step into Kaesong, will this make it harder for North Korea to shut it down?
It'll depend on where those firms are from, I think, and what those firms are doing. And what I mean by that is that by adding international firms, you raise a degree of pressure on North Korea because now you have the prospect of other foreign governments becoming involved in placing pressure on North Korea to not simply play political games with the complex. But that being said, I'm not sure at this point if it's firms other than perhaps from China, how much impact it will have. There's a story that when the first time North Korea shut down the border for a couple of days, that there were Chinese businessmen in Kaesong considering investment, and that Pyongyang didn't realize that and that they quickly sort of panicked and found a way to get them out of the country safely. But I think the broad perspective is that ultimately Kaesong is on North Korean soil. If North Korea decides that politically they need to shut it down, they'll understand that there's greater political risk for them in doing so with foreign firms there. But it does not preclude them from ultimately taking the action, unfortunately.
Stangarone says it is in Pyongyang's interest to keep the joint venture open, as it is a key source of hard currency, employment, and a source of management industrial skills. Following last year's five-month suspension, Kaesong, which originally opened in 2004, is now operated by a joint North-South Management Committee.